Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Spiritual influence. May 11th, 2026. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Matthew 5:14. In the late 1990s, more precisely, 1998, a young child received a glow in the dark t-shirt as a party favor. Naturally, he was thrilled about the gift. It was fun, unique, and just a little bit magical. But that excitement changed at bedtime. When the lights went out, the glowing skeleton across his chest lit up the entire bedroom like a low-budget horror film. The child screamed. Mom and Dad laughed after confirming there was no real trauma. And in that moment, they learned two simple lessons. First, do not give children scary glowing clothes. And second, light shines whether you are ready for it or not. All it needs is the right exposure. That simple, humorous moment provides a helpful doorway into one of Jesus' most striking statements. In Matthew 5:14, Jesus looks at an ordinary group of followers, men and women with no social power, no cultural prestige, and no formal influence, and says something extraordinary. You are the light of the world. This declaration comes within the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, where Jesus describes the character and calling of those who belong to his kingdom. His audience consists largely of common people in first century Galilee. They live under Roman rule. They do not shape public policy. They do not control institutions. Yet Jesus assigns them a role that carries global significance. He does not say they might become light. He states plainly, "You are the light of the world." In the ancient world, light carried deep symbolic meaning. Light represented truth, purity, and the presence of God. Darkness represented ignorance, sin, and separation. Cities depended on visible light for safety and direction. A city set on a hill could be seen from a great distance, especially at night. It could not hide, even if it tried. In this context, Jesus communicates both identity and responsibility. His followers reflect his light, and that light is meant to be seen. This truth carries a clear contemporary demand. Christians do not withdraw from the world. They live within it as visible witnesses. Spiritual influence does not begin with position or platform. It begins with presence. Every believer, regardless of status, carries the responsibility to reflect the character and truth of Christ. In a world often marked by confusion, fear, and moral darkness, visible faith becomes both necessary and powerful. This is why the theme of spiritual influence matters. Influence is not first about leadership titles or public recognition. It is about the steady, consistent impact of a life shaped by Christ. Light influences simply by being present. It reveals what is hidden. It provides direction. It exposes what is true. In the same way, a life rooted in Christ quietly but clearly shapes the environment around it. Jesus' statement in Matthew 5:14 unfolds in two key parts. First, you are the light of the world. This is a statement of identity. Believers reflect the light of Christ himself, John 8:12. The source of the light is not human goodness or effort. It is the transforming work of God. Second, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. This is a statement of visibility. The nature of light is to be seen. A city set on a hill stands in contrast to the darkness around it. Its presence is obvious. Its influence is unavoidable. Together, these phrases establish a foundational truth. Spiritual influence flows from a visible, Christ-centered life. Just as that glowing t-shirt illuminated the room, whether the child wanted it to or not, the life of a believer shines in ways that cannot be fully contained. The question is not whether the light will be visible. The question is what kind of light it will be. As we begin this week, we focus on the call to live as people whose lives reflect the light of Christ. Spiritual influence begins not with striving for recognition, but with faithful presence. It grows as our lives align with the truth of God's Word, and it becomes most powerful when it points others to Him. Memorization and meditation. Primary verse, Matthew 5:14. Expert level, Matthew 5:14 through 16. 1. Read the verse out loud, and to yourself. Notice how the different methods of reading help us think about the words we are seeing. 2. Write the verse down. Take a moment to write Matthew 5:14 or Matthew 5:14 through 16 in your own handwriting. Writing slows your thinking and helps the words settle into your memory. 3. Reflect on the meaning. Consider what it means that Jesus calls you the light of the world. How does this shape your understanding of your identity in Christ? In what ways does your daily life reflect, or fail to reflect, that reality? 4. Strategy for memorization. Look at the verse alongside your weekly rhythm. Develop a simple, intentional plan for breaking the verse into small sections so you can practice and retain it throughout the week. 5. Pray the verse. Lord, you have called me the light of the world. Help me to live in a way that reflects your truth and your character. Let my life be visible in the right ways, pointing others to you. Teach me to walk faithfully so that your light shines clearly through me. In Jesus' name, amen.